Good morning and welcome to Focus on Health, the weekly radio program where we talk about all the great things happening at Van Deest Medical Center. I am your host, Lori Foster. Happy May Day! May is Mental Health Awareness Month, and we will hear from several members of our behavioral health team at Van Deest Medical Center, along with some members from Power Up Youth, about an important event to create more awareness about this very important topic. Joining us for our Mental Health Roundtable this morning, we have Tim Heller, licensed master social worker and therapist with Senior Life Solutions, and Krista Johnson and Julie Trout, both psychiatric mental health nurse practitioners with Van Deest Family Health Clinic. Let's start by doing some very brief introductions of all of you joining us today.
Tim Heller, I'm a therapist at Senior Life Solutions, and I've been practicing in the field of helping others since 91, so.
Great, Tim. My name is Julie Trout. I'm one of the psychiatric nurse practitioners at Van Deest Family Health Clinic. I am on site at Webster Clinic Monday, Tuesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. And I see patients ranging from 6 years all the way up through the lifespan, targeting people struggling with mental health, depression, anxiety, personality disorders, bipolar, schizophrenia. Main focus right now is medication management, but I am looking to broaden into some psychotherapy.
Wonderful. And Krista.
All right. Yeah, I am Krista Johnson, psychiatric mental health nurse practitioner at Van Deest Family Health Clinic. I've been here for approximately 2 years. I see patients virtually. I treat patients ages 5 and up across a lifespan with a range of mental health disorders. I have been in the healthcare field and worked as a nurse for over 20 years. I feel passionate about working in rural health and working with the underserved populations in Iowa in behavioral health and the mental health field. I offer psychiatric evaluations, assessments, diagnostics, medication management, and do offer some limited supportive psychotherapeutic interventions.
Terrific. Thank you all for being on the program today. Everyone here is part of a group that has planned activities to raise awareness about the importance of taking care of our mental health. And each year, we here at Van Deest Medical Center create a theme. And this year's theme is Let's Talk, Let's Heal, Let's Feel. And I really just want to open up the conversation with all of you in talking about the importance of taking care of our mental health. Tim, I'm going to start with you. What message do you wish to share in general with our listeners?
I think mental health is absolutely vital for everyone. I don't think it's just isolated to people who have maybe mental health conditions or are going through a rough time in their life. It's ironic that we're getting into May and we're seeing people walking in the parks and running and jogging. And if you run into somebody that's walking or jogging, you ask them how they're doing. So I'm trying to improve my health. Well, that's good. I should do that. That's often the response. But it's ironic that you don't ever hear people say, well, I'm trying to improve my mental health. It's just as vital and probably more important in everything I've researched and read about. It has direct impact on our physical health as well. So if I were to say I'm working on improving my mental health, the response might be to say, oh, I'm sorry, I didn't know. And it really it shouldn't be that. It's about improving ourselves all the way around.
I couldn't agree with you more. And I am one of those people that, if you know me, you've probably seen me out and about. I love to be outdoors, doing anything, walking, running, biking. And when I have people ask me, I say, yes, I do it for my physical health. But my response is I do it just as much for my mental health because it's what starts my day. It gets me thinking about my day, or maybe it's unwinding from the day too, but it's what I need every day. So I completely agree with what you're sharing. And that's why it's important that we're talking about it with everyone. I'm going to shift gears a little bit now to Krista. And Similarly, what do you recommend of how we can take care of our mental health, our well-being? And this goes to everyone.
I think it's important to recognize that mental health and physical health are connected. They go hand in hand. One improves and impacts the other significantly. General stress can increase the risk of infections and acute illness. Depression is shown to increase risk for diabetes, heart disease, and stroke. You know, poor mental health disrupts our ability to just make decisions, think clearly, fight off disease and physical illness. And we look at a model of like an ABCs of well-being. So, you know, the A would stand for act, do something active, be active. B is belong, do something with someone, have a sense of belonging. C, commit to doing something meaningful or purposeful to give you that sense of fulfillment. Those are ways in which you can promote your own mental health. And I could just add, you know, ways to do that, just connecting with nature, being outdoors. You know, some people will say, well, I don't like going outdoors. I don't enjoy the outdoors. If you like to read, take a book outside, you know, get some sunshine, do one of your hobbies and activities outdoors, incorporate it to spend some time. 30 minutes a day walking can boost your mood, give you more energy, prioritizing your sleep, setting goals. Eating regularly, staying healthy and hydrated, practicing gratitude, you know, trying to focus on the positives in life will help with your motivation to do those things and your physical and emotional health. And, you know, again, staying connected with people and your interest, you know, things that you like and that you enjoy.
I completely agree. Such great information. And I know some of the activities that we do have planned for our staff here really incorporate a lot of what you just shared, Krista. And it's, without going into too many details, we have Mindfulness Mondays that we have planned coming up. And it is about incorporating all those ideas into, you know, a person's day, each day, being grateful, taking the time to be present, listen to others. And, you know, it's interesting to me, a lot of people will think they're good listeners, but, when you really break it down and get into just the simple aspect of maintaining eye contact with someone, shutting down everything else around you, asking those questions. I mean, I think people will realize that maybe they're not as good of a listener, but it's something we can all work on. We can get better at that. We just have a lot of distractions that come to us all the time throughout our day. And I think we believe we've gotten good at that. And we haven't necessarily gotten good. We just manage, you know. So I love the information that you shared there, Krista. I'm going to also jump now to Julie, and let's hear what you have to share with our listeners.
Yeah, so just, I mean, building on what everyone said, I think that's very true. I mean, mental health isn't just, it's not mental health, it's just health, right? Mm-hmm. We just need to focus on our health, and mental health is a part of that, as well as our physical health, and both can impact the other. A lot of the coping skills she talked about, you know, exercise is big, getting out. I mean, even if just to start 10 minutes, right? Build yourself up. If you're like, oof, 30 minutes seems like a big chunk of my day, break it up. I'm going to go for a 5-minute walk in the morning. Maybe over my lunch break, I'll go for 5 minutes. And then maybe a 15-minute walk in the evening or something like that. And just kind of slowly build up. The other thing that we didn't really talk about, but, you know, is also really important. What are we eating? What are we putting in our bodies as energy? If we're drinking a lot of caffeine, that can help us to be more anxious. So being mindful of what we're eating. And realizing too, sometimes we're oftentimes overeating, you know, so be a mindful eater. So when you start to eat, you know, take a couple deep breaths before you start to eat. And then you want to eat over a 20-minute time period, because it takes 20 minutes for your brain to tell your, or your stomach to tell your brain, hey, I'm full. So just slowly eat over that 20 minutes and make sure that it's good, healthy food, protein, healthy carbs, limit the amount of sugar that you're taking in, because that can cause inflammation, which, as you heard from Krista, that can cause upset in the mental health as well. And so just being mindful of that. And like Lori said too, about, you know, we think we're these good multitaskers. I tell my patients all the time, we are not meant to be multitaskers. I break it down to them. You can either do one thing and be 100% present, or you can try and do multiple things and break that 100% down into different percentages. So if I'm trying to do two things at once, I'm doing both of those things at a 50% level, as opposed to one thing at 100% level. Being present in the moment, being grateful, so important. And it's okay to feel the emotions you're feeling. You're feeling them for a reason, right? If you're mad, you're probably mad for a reason. And it's okay to be mad. I think the problem becomes when we get stuck in that mad or that sad, that's when it becomes a problem. So, and using these tools to kind of help us get unstuck.
I would agree, and I think a couple of key points that you touched on was being aware and being present, and, you know, not looking at it as being mental health, but your emotional health and your emotional well-being, like, you know, not labeling it and just saying, this is how I feel, you know, taking it back to what we were taught when we were kindergartners, you know, and to talk about how we feel. And sometimes we have these big emotions and these big feelings. So I think part of processing those feelings and emotions and thoughts and behaviors are, you know, catching it, checking it, and then changing it, you know, and start with one step, because the first step can be the hardest. Setting small goals, setting achievable goals, time frame goals, those are all definitely important things so that a person doesn't get overwhelmed, because I think the thought of change is overwhelming for anyone.
For sure. We are definitely creatures of habit. And anytime we have change, it becomes uncomfortable for us. But the thing we need to remember is, in order for us to grow and learn as people, we have to go through periods of change.
And periods of being uncomfortable.
Exactly.
One of the other things I like to talk with my patients is challenging ourselves and not accepting our limits. Sometimes we say, well, I can't exercise, or I'm too old, or I can't eat healthy. And that's automatically limiting us from even trying. And we really need to challenge that, because I think any of us is possible making good, healthy decisions. It's just a matter of committing to it, researching it, understanding it. And I think you'll find out the results are far outweigh what discomfort you might have in the beginning.
So very true. I agree with you. I think it is identifying barriers. Quite often we like put our own barriers there because it does seem scary. It does seem uncomfortable. I don't know if I can do it, but then it's like, let's identify what are those barriers and what do we need to do to remove those so that we can take those first steps and start in. And then once you start to see the results, start to see progress, that feeds you and like builds your confidence. And then, it's what you need so that you know you can do this.
Which builds your self-esteem, which builds your mental health, and which improves your overall health. So it all works hand in hand. But it first start with the step of believing you can make that change. I really think that's where a lot of people need to start.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think sometimes people don't know when to seek help and when it's a problem. People are like, oh, I can handle it. I'm strong. I've got this. You know, this isn't a big deal. And I think being able to recognize that. So, you know, is your emotional health or whatever is going on causing you dysfunction? Does it interfere with your ability to do your daily activities, have relationships? You know, does it cause you distress? Are you having distressing thoughts, unpleasant thoughts that's affecting your behavior, your thinking patterns? You know, is there a variant or a deviant? Is it, you know, causing different behaviors, unusual behaviors. And then, you know, to the extreme, is it starting to develop in anything that might be dangerous, you know, that poses any type of risk? You know, I think it when you start to recognize any of those things, that's the point where you need to maybe either, you know, reach out to someone or, you know, maybe practice those mental health promotion techniques.
Great information, Krista. And I throw this out to all of you. If somebody is to that point, I think people have questions. They're not sure who to contact. Who is it that I need to reach out to? What would you suggest?
Honestly, just the first step would be, I mean, you can always start with your primary care provider, your family doctor that you see on a day-to-day basis. Here at Van Deest, we have a great system. You can just call directly and actually ask to see myself or Krista if you're thinking, hey, maybe I need medication, or maybe you don't even know. And you can always come see us. And we'll, like Krista said, we diagnose and we treat medically. So, I mean, if you don't even know, you can always call the Van Deest Clinic and call them directly and say, hey, I need help and I need to see a mental health provider. And they can get you on our schedule to be seen relatively quickly.
I think that's an important point, too, because with the modern day social media, there's a lot of armchair therapists and folks like that who read stuff on social media, and they come up with terms, narcissist and all these things. And it takes a lot of training. It takes a lot of experience to really dive into some of those issues. And I think sometimes it's too convenient. We can look something up on Google and decipher ourselves what we need. And even if you have a question, I know a lot of times people are limited with their time with their doctor or whatever, but you know, it's your health. It's your number one. So, you know, take that time, explain what's going on with you, share what you may be having feelings about or some hidden concerns that you have. Because if you don't tell your doctor, you don't tell people that have the ability to make referrals, then you're going to continue to suffer. So I strongly believe that is a good first step.
Yeah, you definitely have to prioritize yourself.
So true.
Involve your care team, your mental health and your physical health. We work together. Those things go hand in hand, just like we talked about in the very beginning. And so that helps us be able to give a more holistic approach to care.
Mm-hmm. You're right. And what I love is that we offer appointments that are in person. There are also appointments that are available virtually. So it's really what is convenient for you. And we meet the patient where they want to be met. So again, if it is in person or if they have a preference to do this telehealth, we can offer both of those options. Tim, for someone that is interested in knowing more about your program, maybe talk briefly about that if you would.
Yeah, our program is more designed for those 65 and older who are having some mental health issues. Some of those issues are brought about just by, as we age, you know, retirement, sense of loss of purpose, maybe a death of a loved one, a spouse, you know, physical ailments. As we age, we start running into health issues, and that can have a severe impact on our mental health as well. So I think all those people would, if they have anybody or know of anybody, I often tell people, even if you know somebody that used to go to church all the time and now they're not going anymore, those are the type of people that maybe they're too afraid to go out and ask. And maybe those are the type of people that may need the help. They just are afraid to ask for themselves. So ask questions and you know, call the hospital and definitely make a referral. I mean, that's the other thing with our program. We can just take a direct phone call and be able to start that process for people. So
wonderful. And I do want to share contact information. If you have questions for Tim or for his team at Senior Life Solutions, you can call them directly at 515-832-7813. And as Julie mentioned, she and Krista are available. You can call Van Deest Family Health Clinic at 515-832-7800 to schedule an in-person or telehealth appointment with either of them. Tim, Julie, Krista, I want to thank you for being on the program today. And thank you for the roles that you serve and how you help people. We appreciate having you as part of our behavioral health team at Van Deest Medical Center.
Well, thank you for having us and discussing this important topic.
Thanks, Lori.
Beyond our doors at Van Deest Medical Center, we are working with a terrific group to plan a successful community event to further raise awareness about the importance of mental health. Joining us for this segment, we have Tiffany Larson with Building Families and Mickey Shubin with Community and Family Resources. Ladies, thank you for joining us.
Thanks for having us.
How about you give just a brief introduction of yourselves before we get started talking about our event?
Okay, perfect. I'm Tiffany Larson. I have been coordinating the Be Inspired program through Building Families for almost 16 years. So some may recognize me as the busy bee lady buzzing around. In addition to Hamilton County, I have three additional counties serving youth, their families and community members as a whole. And one of the roles in which I play is being part of the Power Up Youth Coalition. And I can talk a little bit more about that after Mickey introduces herself.
Perfect. And I am Mickey Shubin. I am the Prevention Supervisor with Community and Family Resources. I have been with them for 11 years now. And we provide a lot of different services, but as far as prevention, we have a total of 8 counties, but Hamilton County, of course, has my heart because I have lived here all my life. I was born and raised here. being a part of Power Up Youth and working with Tiffany has been a great joy.
Oh, thanks, Mickey.
Let's talk about Power Up Youth.
Perfect. Much like Mickey, I was born and raised here, so heart of me mm-hmm. as well. And empowering youth to thrive has always been a passion of mine, hoping that they get the tools, the supports, the resources they need so that way they can grow, they can be future mentors and leaders, go out, conquer the world, do whatever they need to do, and then hopefully come back home. Mm-hmm. And so one of the entities that I started collaborating with right away as part of my job, but then also to just for that spark of light, I guess, was Power Up Youth. And at that time, Kathy Getting was helping to coordinate and facilitate and do all the things. Mm-hmm. When it came to that, we had a drug-free communities grant. And so that kind of like restricted what we had to do. A lot of the focus was on substance abuse prevention. And as those grants kind of went away and as we've been kind of like rebranding, it's been great in the fact of like, it's not only just youth. We can really be helping to collaborate and bring a whole bunch of community partners, sectors, I guess, into the mix for the mission for youth, their families, and community members. So it's a coalition. It's not an organization. Everybody's doing what they're already doing, but we're coming together, so we're not working in separate silos.
Right, doing it together.
Yep.
And common goal.
Yeah, one common goal, and we have a mission of a coalition to ensure safe, strong youth and families in a thriving Hamilton County. And so I think what's great about it too, it's not just a Webster City thing, it's not just a Jewel thing, it's not just a Stratford, it's trying to really connect everybody together. And so I know that at one time we've worked on working with community educators, especially when we were in the world of COVID and doing, are we doing virtual today? Mm-hmm. Are we doing asynchronous kinds of things? We were doing a lot with Lemonade for Life and trying to have supports when it came for adverse childhood experiences. And we've really tapped into, we know that a lot is connected for our physical health to brain health and mental health. And so we did and partnered and did at South Hamilton Slam the Stigma this winter. And so with this event partnering, we're really excited for this Make It Okay walk. So, yes. And it's our second time doing it.
It is the second annual, and it was a great event last year. Let's talk about when the event is and what we're going to be offering to our communities at this event.
When we are looking at what those resource tables that will be at the Make It Okay event on May 9th, you can look forward to seeing community and family resources with all the fun activities that they have planned, building families with everything from the bracelets to parenting resources, Hamilton County Public Health there with not just the free water, but they will be there sharing resources from the Healthy Opportunities for Parents to Experience Success, the HOPES program, and some of their other supports. We have Unity Point Berry Hill that will be there sharing swag resources. And then also, I'm not for sure if people are aware, they also are who are the connection for the mobile crisis unit for our mental health region, Vandy's Medical Center, Behavioral Health Crew, and Senior Life Solutions will be there as well. This will be actually their second year back. And we're actually at the Slam the Stigma event in Jewel at South Hamilton, YSS, Community Health Center, Webster City Parks and Rec. They're gonna have the two paths that you can walk, run, crawl, just making sure we're green in whatever capacity, ages, stages that you're in to support mental health awareness on that Thursday, the short walk or the long walk route. That's a tongue twister. Hy-Vee Webster City will be there selling food for individuals to eat. Kona Ice, always a fan favorite, no matter what event we're at, they're going to be there having that available. And then also another fun and exciting component that I'm sure will be likely to bring in the youngsters, because I know they all have their favorite driver, but Hamilton County Speedway is going to be set up there. And I'm gonna let Mickey talk a little bit about that.
So I approached Hamilton County Speedway and Sarah said, absolutely, we would be absolutely honored to come and join in your event. So they're going to try to have a few drivers down at Brewer Creek during our event, because they are also going to have a mental health awareness event during the races on May 18th. So be sure to check out their event as well, because I'm sure that there'll be some great info on that. And come down, see your favorite driver. Go to the races, see their favorite driver there, and
if anybody has any questions, want to keep up to date on any of the things that we highlighted today, any updates when it comes to the activities, sponsors, shout-outs, those will be available on the Power Up Youth in Hamilton County, Iowa Facebook page. If you have additional questions when it comes to Power Up Youth, the Make It Okay event, you can also reach out to Mickey at 515-832-5432, or myself here, you can buzz on over and call me at 515-602-6371. And I'm probably missing somebody, so I'm going to thank you for your patience. If I did, we'll make sure you get highlighted and sharing those information updates on our Power Up Youth Facebook page as we're leading up to the event. But I think having people know that supports are available, whether they themselves need to ask for help or whether you're seeing somebody that maybe is just struggling, and it looks different on everybody. So just, I don't know, being aware of what the resources are.
Right.
And that, and having it in your toolbox, I think is so vital. And so,
and that's what's really key. Yeah. And that's, week after week, I am sharing that. I mean, that's what's so important about this program, is it's an opportunity to make people aware of the resources mm-hmm. that are available and reach out. And I think this is going to be a fantastic event. Again, join us for the Make It Okay Walk and Event. It is Thursday, May 9th from 4:30 to 7:30 at Brewer Creek. I do want to thank both of you, Tiffany and Mickey, for being on the show, and really all the members of our Power Up Youth or Power Up Youth Coalition.
Yeah, Power Up Youth in Hamilton County.
Yes, great work on all the events that are coordinated with community partners, but especially this one is going to be one you won't want to miss. For all ages, it's free. Come on out and join us. And then if you can't make it, just make sure you wear your green on May 16th, and we're promoting that here at Vandy's Medical Center as well. So again, thank you, ladies.
Thank you for having us.
Great. And that will do it for today's edition of Focus on Health, brought to you by Vandy's Medical Center, where our focus is you.